Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Men TV Bite Size podcast. It is Monday, October 16th. Hope all is well wherever you are. We're going to be speaking about Andre and Arsenal's reported interest in him. We're going to be speaking about the sporting director at Liverpool Football Club. But first, want to touch upon the news that broke over the weekend. Liverpool's game against Manchester City has been moved to an early kickoff on November 25th. It was originally slated to be down for 5:30, but apparently Manchester Police, Greater Manchester Police, objected to that, so the game will now kick off at 12:30. The third time this season that'll be after the international break that Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool will be in the early slot. We saw it against Wolves, it's going to happen against Everton this weekend, of course, and then it's going to happen again against Manchester City on November 25th. It is the 14th time that post-international break Liverpool have been the early kickoff on the Saturday since Jurgen Klopp's arrival at the club. To put that into context, in the same time span, Tottenham are the next in terms of the most amount of games after an international with an early kickoff, and they've only had six. So Liverpool have been in that slot more than double any other club by the time this game rolls around. Now, for me, going to City away is the toughest game, of course. Liverpool are going to play all season in the league. It just is. They're a brilliant team. Liverpool's record there isn't great. And now to go there, potentially, with the international players. Again, I know City are chock full of internationals as well, but it's more the South American players that this is a concern for. In that, again, Liverpool have taken the risk with Alisson, and I think City would probably be in the same boat with Ederson. But Liverpool, if Diaz goes, if Nunez goes, if Alexis McAllister goes, and they're all late travelling back. We saw it against Wolves, Jurgen Klopp didn't put Nunez and Diaz in from the start. McAllister played, but he looked absolutely done in. He looked, you know, he had to be taken off at half time. It was a decision that backfired. But for City, I don't think it's as big a deal, really, if you look throughout their side. You know, Alvarez maybe. Again, with Ederson, perhaps they might take a risk on him, but if you look through City's best side, it isn't chock full of South Americans. There's a lot of European-based players. It just work your way through the team, really. You know, whether it's Diaz and Stones, you've got Kyle Walker, whichever of the 16 lads do you want to play at left-back. You look in midfield, obviously Rodri, Bernardo. We'll see if Kevin De Bruyne's fit by then. I don't know where he's at, but up front, obviously, you can have Haaland and Doku and Grealish, etc., etc., etc. So it doesn't feel like it's as big a deal to City as it is to Liverpool. Yeah, it's a grim one. I think it makes Liverpool's chances of winning at City even more unlikely. Now, they've always got a chance, the Reds, of course. They've obviously got a chance against everyone. It's difficult to win at City anyway, but I think that news, again, it does hamper Liverpool. And yeah, 14 times, I get it, Liverpool are a big draw, the TV companies want them, but yeah, it's not a fair playing field when the next are on six. And I'm sure Jurgen will have plenty to say about it deeper down the line. Right then, let's move on. Reports last week, and we spoke about it on various shows in Germany, saying that Liverpool were linked with a move to sign Max Eberl as their new sporting director. Of course, Eberl, part of the RB Leipzig system for a while now. Liverpool, of course, signed Jörg Schmadtke down to a short-term deal after the departure of Julian Ward last spring. According to James Pearce, though, however, in The Athletic, senior Anfield figures are playing down reports linking them with appointing Eberl as their next sporting director, and so they're keeping all options open. There's a chance Schmadtke stays. That's what James is reporting as well. So, where in Germany they went quite strong with the Eberl stuff. Liverpool themselves have downplayed that. Doesn't mean it will or won't happen, of course, but anything imminent feels unlikely at this stage. So, definitely just one to keep an eye on, the sporting director stuff. Will it be Schmanke? Will it be Abel? Will it be someone else? We don't know. But Liverpool are downplaying reports that they were close to appointing Abel as the next director. So yeah, keep an eye on that one throughout the next couple of weeks. And finally then, the main story on today's Bite-Size podcast. According to reports from Brazil, Arsenal have shown an interest in signing Liverpool target Andre. According to reports in Brazil, the Gunners sporting director, Edu, was at Fluminense's training ground a couple of days ago. Now, he was said to be there to talk more about the club's youth process and potentially continuing a partnership between Arsenal and Fluminense. However, it has since been reported in Brazil that Fluminense could potentially be open to selling Andre, and Arsenal are one of the potential targets. Now, Liverpool have been heavily linked with him. They obviously made approaches and reports of even bids last summer. Obviously, Andre didn't leave at the time because Fluminense are in the Copa Libertadores at the time. I think it was the quarters. Now they've actually made it all the way to the final. So their decision to keep hold of Andre has certainly paid off. They'll play Boca Juniors on November 4th. And we'll keep an eye on how that one goes. But yeah, it does look like if Liverpool are going to be in for Andre, there is a chance that that Arsenal could be in the mix as well. Yeah, David Lynch reported fairly recently Liverpool are still reportedly keen to sign him. However, Thiago Ferreira reporting in Brazil says Arsenal interested in Andre and will try to battle Liverpool to sign him. So if Liverpool's plan was to just get through to January and then get Andre, which it might have been, it might explain why Alexis Mac-Allister has been used as a six. Maybe Endo was brought in as like a more rotational backup squad option to play a little bit more in the cups in the Europa League, etc. If the plan was just to get Andre done, unless they've got sort of nod and winked and signed behind the scenes that we don't know about, there is a risk now that Arsenal could come in and hijack it. Now, if you're Andre, where do you think you're more likely to get a game as a six at this moment in time? You're probably thinking Liverpool. Again, with all due respect to Endo, Liverpool haven't really been playing him too much in the six. Mac-Allister's been playing there more often than not. There's Stefan Bacetic as well. He's a young lad. He's also had injury issues, and you don't quite know what Liverpool's long-term plans are for Bacetic in terms of what role they see him in. So if you was Andre, you'd probably be thinking I could go into Liverpool and be first choice. Whereas Arsenal, you know, Declan Rice has definitely got that place nailed down. There's Thomas Partey next to him, a few other options as well. Now, Arsenal are in the Champions League, Liverpool aren't. So if Andre fancies trying to get himself a double of Copa Libertadores Champions League in one season, now I don't know if Arsenal are good enough to win the Champions League. That's another question. But yeah, unless Liverpool have got something tied down, it's just something to keep an eye on, because I do think they could do with one more number six in the squad, a first choice as well. Someone who goes not only into the squad, but into the team. And if Andre's been earmarked for that role, which I hope, you know, Liverpool have got something on the cards, then hopefully it's him. But yeah, it looks like Arsenal now could be a team willing to enter the mix. They've been linked with Douglas Luiz as well recently, Arsenal, so I do wonder if there's something in that number six role that they're seeing. Again, Thomas Partey was linked with a move earlier in the summer, so maybe they're looking for a succession plan there to go alongside Declan Rice in that role. But if Liverpool, yeah, hopefully they can get the Andre deal done, but it looks like they might face a little bit of competition from Arsenal. Right then, that is it for this week's Red Men Bite-Size podcast. Just to let you guys know on this very feed a little bit later, if you haven't checked it out already, then the Red Men Originals, you'll have Paul and the gang chatting all things Liverpool over on the Originals podcast, and a little bit later on over on redmenplus.com as well. If you want even more Liverpool action in your lives, get over to redmenplus.com. I say Liverpool action, but there's actually going to be the Bias Football podcast today, where they speak about all of Liverpool's rivals and what's going on at those clubs. So touching on a few different topics, but mainly on Man United and the takeover news there at the Qatar bid feels like it's fallen through, and that Sir Jim Ratcliffe might be investing in the club for a minority stake. So yeah, do go and check out that on Red Men plus loads of other content as we build up to the derby this weekend. Thanks very much for listening to the Bite Size podcast. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. See you all later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, Hello Fresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.